This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more. Go big or go home.
What's happening? Welcome back to the Nats Insider Podcast. Dan Kolko with you. We've had an opportunity this season, really over the last couple seasons, to go back and find some Nats from the past and bring them back and have some chats with them. And I wanted to bring back a Nats alumni who's been in the news a little bit over the last few weeks. That's because he made the decision to, after a lengthy career, retire from professional baseball. That guy is Aaron Barrett, a Nats favorite, ninth round pick of the Nationals back in 2010 out of University of Mississippi. And Aaron Barrett has one of the most interesting baseball stories maybe ever. This guy has had so many setbacks, so many triumphs, and was a part of that 2019 team. But he got to experience that World Series run differently than anyone else because of his life experiences that had brought him to that moment. Had a chance to catch up with Aaron to talk about it all from the very beginning stages of his professional career with the Nationals, fighting through the yips, coming back from Tommy John surgery, and then a subsequent fracture of his arm that led to a even longer and more gruesome and more grueling rehab. Got back to the major leagues and has a World Series ring to cap it all off. Retired recently, played this season in the Phillies organization down in the minor leagues, and decided to hang him up around July 4th and had a great conversation with a guy that we lovingly call the Bearcat. So here now is that chat with right-handed pitcher Aaron Barrett, newly retired, but always a guy that Nationals fans will remember fondly. Aaron, how you doing, man?
Man, I'm great. Living the dream. Can't complain one bit. You know me by now. You know, if I had a complaint, it wouldn't be a good one. So I'm great. Cannot complain.
Always have a smile on your face. We've known that about you for a long time now. Aaron, I want to start at the beginning. So I looked this up right before this interview, actually. I didn't realize you were drafted four times. That doesn't happen very often. You were drafted four freaking times, the last of which was by the Nationals out of Ole Miss, your beloved Ole Miss. You make your way up through the Nationals minor league system. And then in 2014, you crack the Nationals bullpen out of spring training. You're on the opening day roster for the first time, and you get a win in that opening day game. Take me through just kind of your progression as a minor leaguer and then getting that opportunity in 2014 and immediately getting that first W as a major leaguer.
Yeah, it was pretty surreal. I think, drafted four times. I had a real opportunity to sign for a lot of money out of junior college. Wasn't ready. Maturity level wasn't there. I valued my education, so I decided to go to Mississippi, and obviously was very fortunate to be drafted by the Nationals. Great fit. I loved since day one where the organization was going, and just kind of at that point in time, 2010, we were kind of on the up and up, and so it was a really good fit for me. But my two first years of pro ball did not go very well at all. Actually, at one point, literally lost control. A lot of people call it the yips or whatever you want to call it. Couldn't throw a baseball. And I think looking back at it throughout my career, I think that was kind of funny how you look back at all these things. But that was like the first roadblock in the many obstacles that I would have over my career. And I think it would set up my foundation for the 13-year journey that I would end up having. So I overcome those. It was not easy. 2 years in, basically was at a, was in low A. I was 24 years old and basically said, hey, you need to figure it out or you're probably going home. And I kind of took that kind of simple mindset, like, hey, let's get after it every single day. That's not taken for granted. And just turn those one day at a time, one day at a moment, you know, being as present as possible wherever I was going to be. And it really springboarded my career. Ended up in the fall league that year, went to double A the next year, and just, you know, honestly, it just, things started to click for me. Velocity went up, and next thing I know, I'm in my first big league camp. And still, like, to this day, I just, it's so easy to say this, but it's, if you control the things you can control, good things are going to happen. And there's so many things in this game and life, and there's a lot of politics and the business side of baseball, as you know, like, as you, the more you play, you learn about it. But this game is, it's real simple. You throw that ball over the plate and try to get the guy out. And for me, I took that mindset in the spring training, and next thing you know, I'm making the team. Couldn't believe it. And I just, the coolest thing for me, and I tell this people story all the time, is I go from Matt Williams telling me I made the team, you know, tears, call my wife, my family, let them know I made the big leagues, go to New York City, have my first, this is a wild story, but I'll try to sum it up. That night in New York City, went out with Bryce and Clip and a couple other guys, and we go to this place in New York City, had no idea where I was going. Next thing you know, we're in a really, really cool spot. And Jay-Z and Beyonce walk in and literally sit down at the table right next to us. And I'm like, this is the big leagues? Like, you got to be kidding me. opening day is the next night. And I'm in awe. I'm just in shock. And it was a great time. Opening day is the next night. I warm up in the seventh. I get sat down. Butterflies, like, end up ninth inning, tie game. Barrett, you're in the game. I look at Lee Corr, our bullpen coach at the time. And I'm like, I'm in the game. Like, it's tie game, ninth inning, opening day. And he's like, you're in the game. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. All right. And so I run out Citi Field. I was like this, just like, okay, tie game. I don't want to blow it, you know, opening day, debut. And the coolest part of that story is I get to the mound and Ian Desmond has the time to grab me and look at me and say, hey man, like, I want you to take this moment for a second. That's like, look up, because you never, so in the minor leagues, you only get one deck, right? Then you get that second, third deck. And so right. You look up and you're like, holy crap. And Ian Desmond's like, just remember, you only get one debut, man. Just enjoy every single second of this right now. And for him to take the time for me to really relish that moment, that's something I'll never forget, because I was so in the moment and in the zone that I wanted to do my job to get the win and get opening day and all this stuff, that I would have kind of just gone right through it. And so I'll never forget him for that. And Adam LaRoche even's like, you know, kind of same thing. It was like, you know, go get him, kid. And you know, I'll never forget that. And then going 1-2-3 with two punch outs. And I was so fired up. I was just like, you know, I think in the video, I mean, I just like, I'm boiling in, on the inside, just like, you did it, dude. And we ended up scoring in the next half of that inning, which put me in line for the win, and we won. And like, that's just like a storybook start to my major league career. Just super special.
That's awesome. I mean, you work your whole life for that moment, and to have it, you know, not, everyone's debut is special and is something they're going to remember forever, but all of the different factors that went into your debut that made it even that little extra bit special are so cool. And I love you. You adding in the little note there about Jay-Z and Beyonce. That's cool. Aaron Barrett with me on Nats Insider. So Barrett, you had a lot of great moments for the Nats in 2014. You guys make the postseason that year. You're in the bullpen again in 2015. We remember you on the mound. We remember the anthem stare down moments. We remember all of this stuff. Your big league career is on a great track at that point. And then you get injured in 2015. You find out you're going to need Tommy John surgery. And this begins kind of the next, you talked about that first hurdle, I guess you could say, being overcoming the thing, the yips. And then now you have this new thing. You have Tommy John, and then you have an even bigger setback than that when you're rehabbing from Tommy John. You throw a pitch and your arm breaks, which is just a totally freak thing. I'm sure a lot of Nationals fans that are listening are aware of just kind of the, you know, the basic play-by-play of how all this went. But after that moment happens, take us through what your life was like physically, mentally, and what led you to keep going when you could have very easily, and most people probably would have shut it down at that point.
Right. And I think there were so many good moments in my big league career, moments I'll never forget. And I think, and again, I think what you'll see, there's a common theme, I think, in my life and my journey, especially my baseball career. A lot of Nats fans, and I'll admit it, a lot of Nats fans remember me also for my Game 4 wild pitch in the NLDS as well. And I think that is obviously a moment that, you know, not a great moment, but you know what? Like, I'm obviously grateful for it, because I think through that trial and through that, you know, that wild pitch that obviously, you know, scored the go-ahead run there, I learned so much from that outing. And again, you only learn, you can learn on your successes, but you learn more from your failures. And again, in that moment was tough, but I think, again, it would set me up for what was to come. So again, you know, one of those things, I'm grateful for the failures and for the trials. And I think it would it'd be a big part of my journey. And so, yeah, after I had the Tommy John, I'm so close to getting back to the big leagues. I'm about to start my major league rehab assignment to get back to the big leagues in 2016. And on one pitch, literally snapped my arm in half. And there's only been 5 guys in the history of Major League Baseball to have that type of injury. My career was over. I thought my life was over. Baseball was all that I knew. And I think in that moment, when the game got taken away from me, it was tough. It was literally, I mean, brought me to my knees. I questioned everything. And it was, I went to a dark place for a long time, and it was tough. But again, like, my faith in the Lord, I think really brought me back. I had so much support system. The Nationals obviously believed in me, and they brought me back and were able to rehab me. And I just think that through those struggles, I found a new motivation. I obviously wanted to make it back with everything I had, just to prove that I could do it. And be, you know, my mindset was why me, you know, like, why this happened to me. I feel like I'm a good guy. I'm a good person. You know, how could something so awful happen to a guy like me? And my perspective started to change. I started to feel grateful for what I did have. And that perspective started to shift and realize that, you know what, instead of questioning why me, I should start saying, why not me? You know, if there's one person that can do it, it's going to be me. And I can be that example. I can be that inspiration for other people to, you know, whatever you're going through, life, injuries, or whatever adversity, I can be, you know, that inspiration for people that, hey, no matter what you're going through, you can literally do anything if you set your heart and your mind to it. And then my wife got pregnant, and I started realizing that, you know what, this is bigger than me. And I wanted now my firstborn daughter to remember dad being a baseball player. So I had all the motivation that I needed, as far as to make a run, to make it back. And it was a long road. Was it easy? Absolutely not. It was hands down the most grueling, hardest thing I've ever gone through. I still, you know, have issues with my elbow every single day. And it's just a constant reminder of what I've been through. And you know, it's just, I'm very grateful, honestly, just super grateful. You know, and then obviously everyone knows that, you know, what would come next, but just, it was wild. It was just a wild, wild, wild ride.
We'll be back with part two of my interview with Aaron Barrett right after this.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. All right, let's get you to part two of my chat with Aaron Barrett. Highs, lows, and the championship on the back end of all of it. The Bearcat talking about his unique journey. Aaron, let's get to what came next. So this happens in 2015 that you have your first Tommy John surgery, or you have Tommy John surgery. Then you have all of the pins and plates inserted into your arm after your arm snaps. You're away from Major League Baseball for 2016, 2017, 2018. You work your way up on your rehab assignment in 2019. You're at AA Harrisburg. The season is winding down. And the guy that you mentioned that was in the bullpen with you for your Major League debut, telling you you're going into the game, Matt Lecroy, is your manager at AA Harrisburg. And we've all seen the video. He gets the team all together, and he gives you the news that you're going back to the big leagues. I have chills right now just thinking about that moment. I can't even imagine what that was like for you. Can you try and put it into words and encapsulate it?
Yeah, it's, you know, it goes back to controlling what you can control. And that year was a tough year because I was put in situations. They wanted to see me in high leverage situations. They wanted to see if my arm can handle it. Could I mentally handle it? There were days where I didn't know if I'd be able to pick up a baseball after I pitched. I had to go back to back. I had to go two innings. There were, you know, these are things that you have to do in order to go to the big leagues. And I'll be honest with you, there was quite a few days where I came in and didn't know if I'd be able to pick up a baseball. But those are the things that, you know, you push through, you find a way. And so that's why in that moment, it takes me back too. Every time I tell a story or, you know, any time that someone's never seen the video before, they just get emotional about it, because I think there's just a way that people connect to their trials in their life and or whatever adversity they've had. Like, they can connect, they feel it, it's real. And for him to, I didn't know what was going on. To be honest, I was super surprised. I didn't know. I had no clue. I thought, like, maybe if I had a chance, I put myself in the best possible position to go up. Didn't know if it was going to happen again. Like, control what you control. I thought maybe Harrisburg was in the playoffs. I thought maybe if I had a chance to be after, you know, we go in the playoffs, but just didn't know. And for it to happen the way that it did, and the team to embrace me, you know, it was super heartfelt. You know, I mean, you can hear my voice. I'm getting choked up about it, just thinking about it. Just a day, a moment that I'll never forget. There's no doubt about it.
So then you go join the Nationals. Your first appearance is in Atlanta. I remember it. You struck out Ronald Acuna Jr., in your return to the big leagues, no big deal. And then you break down in the dugout, and it was just truly a special moment. You didn't pitch with the Nationals in the postseason, but you were around for that entire experience. And, you know, I've talked to so many guys that were on that title team over the last few years. I've done a lot of these interviews with guys reflecting on those special moments, and everyone has their own, you know, path or set of obstacles that, you know, that World Series is meaningful to them for certain reasons. But nobody had the experience that you had. So what did being along for that ride in 2019 mean to you after all that you had been through?
It was icing on the cake. I truly believe that I felt that how fitting and how, you know, how ironic was it that the team that 1931, everyone counted them out, literally had no chance to win the World Series. And also myself had no chance to ever throw a baseball again. And I just find it very fitting and ironic that in the same year that I make it back to the big leagues, the Nationals won the World Series. Being able to just be a part of that team, I didn't get to pitch, you know, a whole lot in September, but I think there was a sense that if I could bring something to that team, to that clubhouse, my energy, inspire the guys any way that I can, bring good vibes every single day, then that's what it's about. And I think the biggest thing that I've learned through my path, through my career, is that, you know, you can't buy championships. It's about those guys in that club pulling on the same rope, caring about one another, the guy on the left, guy on the right. And I've never been a part of a clubhouse like that, that literally cared about each other so much. And you could see it, you could feel it. It was special. It was super special. And I'll never forget those type of relationships and what that means. You know, and that's why winning the way we did was so dang special. So for me to be able to just be a part of that and enjoy that ride and basically in that 2019, you know, for me to come back and then cap it off with winning a World Series, like, it's storybook. It really is. I can't make it up.
Aaron Barrett with me on Nats Insider. And Aaron, you know, I told you, I remember you sitting down on the field with me and Bo Porter after one of those games down the stretch. It might have actually been the last game of the regular season in 2019. And you were on our postgame show. And I said something to the effect of, you know, they need to make this a movie. They need to make your life story a movie because it's straight out of Hollywood. It really is. And that's actually what's happening in a way. There is a documentary that is being made. You were just telling me about it. It's close to being done. They're wrapping up shooting and putting it all together. Tell us about this and what this experience has been like for you and what fans can be on the lookout for.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be, I think when you hear documentary, you know, you think of 30 for 30s or you think of, you know, like the Last Dance, Michael Jordan type thing. This is going to be completely different than, I think any documentary film that anybody's ever seen. It's going to be like a movie. After I made it back, Jeff Unai, who's the director of the film, reached out to me and said he, you know, obviously wanted to do a film based off my comeback. And so he started that process in 2021, and they've been filming for the last over, you know, almost 2 years now. So basically they've been seeing this last kind of where this past journey's been going. And so you take that journey and then you go, yeah, by the way, this also happened. And as you tell that comeback story, as the two stories line together, it's going to be special. It's definitely, I have only seen like a little bit of it. I don't want to see, you know, no sneak peeks or anything like that. But all I know is you can follow it, I think, on at Breakthrough32 on Instagram and Twitter. It's going to be, especially for Nationals fans, being able to, you know, go through my entire journey and being able to relive, you know, my comeback and win the World Series and everything else. Like, again, a lot of the pieces of my life, are very storybook. I can't make it up. And being able to have some of the stuff in the film, it's going to be special. It's going to be special. To be determined where it's going to be, you know, distributed, whether it's Netflix or Disney Plus or who knows. But all I know is it's going to be amazing. And I'm obviously very grateful for the opportunity to be able to share my story. And obviously the Nationals being obviously one of the best organizations for me and being able to represent them is going to be amazing.
And it's called Breakthrough, right?
As of right now, it could change. Also thinking the comeback is also an option. The title is that, again, not my call. So we'll see.
Yeah. Stay in your lane is a popular baseball phrase, and you're staying in your lane on that one. Aaron, last question for you, and then I'll let you go. You know, I've known you for a number of years now. Your first year in the majors was my first year traveling with the team as a sideline reporter in 2014. So I've known you for a bit, and I've never known you. I'm sure you've had bad days, but I've never known you to visibly look like you're having a bad day or to act like you're having a bad day, even when, you know, so many of these moments that you went through could break a person, could impact them in such a negative way. Where does this positivity come from? To ask it in a more sarcastic way, how are you the way that you are? What has allowed you to be this way through all of this?
Man, I don't know if anyone's ever asked me that question. That's a great question. I think the way I was raised, I was raised, you know, I got two brothers, big family, and I just feel like I think I've always tried to see the good in every person, no matter what. And I just feel like for me, what works for me is I try to fill my glass completely full every single morning, with the word, with, you know, I read a couple of motivational books. And so for me, it's just trying to be my best version of my genuine self. And I try to bring positivity and energy every single day so that over the course of the day, the interactions that I have, I'm genuinely trying to get the most out of each person that I come in contact with. So I can, over the day, pour my cup out. Is that draining sometimes? Yes, on me, but I truly believe that. And I think that's one of the reasons why I've had so much success and I've been able to stay around the game for as long as I can, as long as I have. And that's why I believe in such clubhouse camaraderie and all those type of things. I literally want the best out of each person that I come in contact with, and being able to connect. And that's what it's about. That's what life is about, is being able to genuinely have the best interest for each person, whether that's the person in line at the grocery store or whether that's the random worker at the field. If I can somehow lift up their day and say hi, I have no idea what struggles are going through. Everyone is people. Everyone has their own, including myself. But if I can find a way to literally brighten that person's day, then I feel like I'm doing my part. And I feel like if we had more of that in the world, I think we'd be better off.
Aaron Barrett, one of the truly good guys that I've come across in Major League Baseball. And Bearcat, congratulations on your retirement. It's been a long road for you and filled with so many great moments. And we love you here in D.C. We hope to see you back here sometime really soon. And always wishing you all the best, man.
Thanks so much. You better believe I'll be coming to Nats Park at some point. So make sure you line that up with somebody and I'll be over there in a heartbeat.
Love it. Thanks, Bear.
Thanks, Dan. See ya.
See ya. That'll do it for the Nats Insider Podcast. So much fun catching up with Aaron Barrett and hearing his story. And we're going to keep tabs on that documentary. That thing, I'm sure, will be a tearjerker and include a lot of really special moments. So I know I'm going to be on the lookout for that, and I hope you guys will as well. Thanks for listening this week. We'll catch you guys next week here on the Nats Insider Podcast. Go big or go home.